For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump wants to help farmers hurt by trade wars. The Trump administration is looking to allocate $12 billion to aid farmers who've been affected by the tariff fights, moves by the president that go against his party's past positions regarding free trade. In Kansas City, a center point for the nation's breadbasket and livestock industries, the president uses a speech to the VFW to send a message to farmers.
Just stick with us. Don't believe the crap you see from these people, the fake news.
The president tweeted, "Tariffs are great." Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker says, nope, not in his opinion.
I have to disagree. I think we, moving to a zero tariff world, and I think it's unfortunate that if you look at the tariff levels between us and the European Union, they're roughly equivalent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
Commercial satellite imagery shows North Korea appears to have started to dismantle a missile engine test stand at a satellite launch station.
New images just today show that North Korea has begun the process of dismantling a key missile site, and we appreciate that.
But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo offered,
"We've been pressing for there to be inspectors on the ground when that engine test facility is dismantled."
Imagery also shows other areas, including fuel bunkers, untouched. The Ivanka Trump fashion label is going away. Her name brand and clothing company is closing. The first daughter put out a statement saying she made that decision to focus more on work as a White House advisor. After 17 months in Washington, she says she doesn't know when or if she will ever return to the business, but does know that her focus for the foreseeable future will be the work she's doing in Washington. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
One of the former intelligence officials who now faces losing their security clearance is responding to the threat from the White House. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more details.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president's considering taking those clearances away because the group
politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances.
One of those former officials is former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, who says he believes it's retribution for speaking out.
Retribution, I suppose, for speaking out against the president, which I think are on the part of all of us, are born out of genuine concerns.
Clapper telling CNN he thinks it's petty politics. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is saying, "I told you so," when it comes to manufacturing. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump highlighted his Keep America First strategy Monday at the White House, lining up products made in America as examples of growth in the manufacturing sector.
The more we make things in America, the stronger America becomes. That's why we will always live by two crucial rules: buy American and hire American.
Trump recalled the slogans "Made in America" and "Made in the USA" were very common to see when he was a child. He says he wants to see that again. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.